You gotta have.
Yeah, we're live, baby.
Testing.
Let's get on. Let's go. We didn't even give Janet a prep. We're just gonna throw you into the microphone and see what happens.
That's fine.
So, have you ever done a podcast?
No, but I have a degree in radio, television, broadcasting.
Perfect.
And I started doing TV when I was 12.
And she cussed earlier. I was trying to get a feel like, is she going to cuss with this or not? You know, you got to follow the lead.
That's funny. Welcome, Janet. I'm so glad that you're here. Janet Reed with Regions Bank. Senior, I'm sure, loan officer, right?
Right.
Not rookie loan officer, senior loan officer out of Frisco, Texas, an expert in her field. Thanks for coming to our little studio.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. We're going to need you to get a little bit closer to the microphone.
She is very short.
You can make love to it if you want.
A little tiny thing, Janet.
Well, did you have an easy time finding this place, or was it okay?
No.
Okay. Well, that's not good. We might have to pack up and move. There was an office that I had downtown in Thanksgiving Towers on the 36th floor. It was a company I started, and nobody could find us. It was horrible.
I'm going to forward the email with the parking instructions to everyone in this room so that when we have people.
I don't have it.
Okay. I'll send it to you, so that way you can send it to people
to others.
When they can't find it. Yes.
Huh, that'd be helpful.
But I eventually found it, so that's the important part.
Yeah, you found it. Yeah, yeah. And then if you get hungry, there's 15 restaurants over here
that you
can hang out with. So, well, tell me about you. I don't know much about you. We're going to have a live face-to-face right now.
Wait, let's say how we met, though.
Let's say how we met.
How we met Janet.
How y'all met Janet.
Yeah. Boss Babes.
Collin County Boss Babes Luncheon.
That's right. I tried to go. They wouldn't let me in.
He was looking in the
window. I had my eyes like plastered to the windows.
Yeah, they don't allow dudes.
That's right.
Boss it's a babes. No penis.
That's
per
a beauty
lunch
of it.
Except for the waiters.
Yeah, they're allowed.
And the chef.
Yeah. You could work there.
Yeah.
You could serve us.
Could work.
We probably don't want that.
No.
Boss Babes Network. So that's a monthly activity that happens single month. This last one was at Davino's.
Davio's.
Okay. Wow.
Corrected. Yeah, corrected. It was at Davio's, Italian steakhouse. It costs money to attend, but you get a lot of cool stuff. You get lunch. You get
You don't get a drink,
even though you think
that you do.
Yes. Yes. No, alcohol not included.
Yeah, we didn't realize that. So I got one thinking it was for a photo op.
You took it. You're like, oh, is this for me?
And then I
got the bill.
And then I drank both of them.
Love it.
They were good, though.
They look good.
Some of those realtors, they drink two or three cocktails, and I don't know how they go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was excited for dessert.
I'd be under the table.
The food was delicious.
Have you been in Boss Babes a long time?
A long time. I've been going since there were like 10 or 12 people.
Wow, that's cool. I never heard of it. How do we find Boss Babes? Did they find us?
Well, Sarah Halterman invited Caitlin.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we're like,
we're going to sponsor this next one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So we'll be there. Are you going to be there?
I usually am.
Okay.
I have a confession.
I hope there's a lot of people at this one.
I haven't ordered the sticky notes yet.
What?
What are sticky notes?
Why not?
I guess we can talk about that later.
Yeah.
Are they posted?
It's next week.
It's on June 19th, so you need to get those ordered ASAP.
They were like $200.
Well, anyways, we need to get something ordered.
Continue.
That's a post.
Do you want a jalapeno?
No.
It's a post-podcast conversation.
I'm going to have to see Caitlin in her office later on today.
Go into the principal's office.
Anyway, so back to Boss Babes. So has Boss Babes helped your business?
Somewhat. I mean, they try to keep it mostly realtors. So it's like their goal is
to have... Okay, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
It's supposed to be at least 60% realtors because they don't want it filled with lenders and others. So
like
they try to keep
all
it
within real estate?
So when Boss Babes first started out, from my understanding, it was only realtors. And then they...
Realtors and lenders.
And then
and
they
title
expanded
people.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been going for almost 3 years. And there have been always title people and always lenders and, you know, that kind of a thing. But it just mushroomed and got really, 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 really big where there were like 100 people there. Mm-hmm. Last month, there was only about maybe 50 or 60. But I think some people RSVP'd because they had tables set up for them, but they didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Which you don't get a refund, so.
Well, yeah, you might as well go.
Yeah.
It's good food.
And May is, I feel like, is a slow month for everybody because everybody's got kids, everybody's graduating, you know, so maybe.
It was my birthday, though, that day.
It was your birthday that day.
I got to wear a sash.
Yep. I'm going to get to wear a sash at the next one.
Just wear a sash. You should wear a sash.
No, they give you a sash.
No, they give you a birthday-based sash.
They lend you. Okay.
Did they check your ID, though?
No.
You should. Mm-mm. It should be your birthday.
It's all. In
it's
the honor
going.
System.
It's 3 days after my birthday.
Oh well, that's
so
right.
It is her birthday.
So we were gonna do something for your birthday, but we couldn't get the schedule right. Right.
Well, don't tell her now. We're still gonna do something.
We're working on it.
Different day.
It's on a different day.
It's your birthday month.
We're gonna do something in July for your birthday. We have it all planned out.
But my birthday's in June.
I know, but no one's available. I leave tomorrow for New Orleans. Then I go to Vegas for a week. Then Brian comes into town, and we got. The whiskey thing.
It's okay.
Then I we've accept. Got.
It's okay. She hadn't had that many birthdays, so we can.
That's true. I'm sorry. Well, we thought of you.
It's okay. My birthday's on Father's Day this
year. We'll get you a cupcake or something.
Every 7 years, I got to share my day with my dad.
Every 7 years?
Yeah. She said her dad, not her husband.
It's just the way the calendar rolls.
Like, because of leap year?
No, Father's Day.
It might be 5 years because of leap year.
Oh,
five
yeah.
Or six.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. I think okay. She's right. Yeah.
But the date for Father's Day changes.
Yeah.
Not her birthday date.
It's always the third
Sunday.
My
birthday is always on Father's Day weekend.
Got
like
you.
Every single year, my birthday is on Father's Day weekend.
Does Father's Day date change?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's the third Sunday of the month.
Oh, okay. So it could be. Okay, that makes sense. Does Mother's Day do the same?
Yes.
Mother's Day is the second Sunday.
I gave my mother something, by the way. So challenge done.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, she birthed you, so you should.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
For no other reason.
I forgot what I got her, but I got her something.
Nope, Sunday's for the fathers and me.
And my birthday's next month, so I get to wear the sash next month.
Yeah.
There we go.
What color are you going to pick?
Pink or purple?
Probably pink.
Okay, yeah,
I'm probably going to be a pink girl, too.
That's fun.
It's on a Wednesday, so you got to wear pink.
Okay, I'll wear pink.
Okay.
I got a pink shirt.
You're not going?
Oh, to the Boss Babes?
You can't go.
Can I sit outside at least?
Can we get stay on topic?
Anyways.
So who, I mean, does Boss Babes have a niche, I guess? I mean, 60% is within real estate. What's with the other 40%?
Lenders, title people.
Simply Gold.
You guys.
Us.
Career counselors they've had.
That's cool.
Jewelers.
I know, I met a girl who owned a boutique.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Interior designers.
In yeah.
Yeah. Boutique people, clothes people.
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry.
That's cool. Okay.
Whatever. I mean, anyone that wants to network with real estate professionals, basically.
Gotcha. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like we missed that part. Did we? Did we know that?
Maybe I knew that.
I didn't know.
You know, like the
important
people.
I need to just keep my mouth shut the rest of the day. I keep getting in trouble. Caitlin's my boss.
Listen.
No, she is. No. I mean, she's not, but she is.
No, we just, Alex has ADHD, and he doesn't hear everything that is said to him.
We did. Have you ever done the Working Genius? Well,
I was alone on the island through the Working Genius, so I hired Erin, and now her and I can sit in the corner.
Well, explain what Working Genius is, which is really cool because Sarah Halterman does and teaches Working Genius, correct?
Yes. She does like workshops.
So I'm not sure exactly what it is. Like, what's the definition of it?
So there's six types of working geniuses, and it's basically an assessment model, just like the personality index. And there's six different types of geniuses. There's people that are excited, and they call them the galvanizer. There's a wanderer, who somebody has a natural gift of pondering the possibility of greater potential and opportunity in giving situation. In other words, they just think of things, right? There's also what's called an enabler. The natural gift of providing encouragement and assistance for an idea of a project. So you have to have somebody that is going to create the idea, and then you have to have somebody that supports the idea. You have to have somebody that who's tenacious, who can execute that idea, right? So I'm what's called a galvanizer. So my spirit is rallying, inspiring, and organizing others to take action. So I'm like the hype man. So insert,
and I'm the hype woman.
She's the hype woman. So why that's important is because if Erin and I are in the same room, just the two of us, and we're trying to solve something, we technically may or may not get it done because we're too busy being excited.
We're just
about
dancing
it.
And celebrating it, and nobody ever executed.
Right. So you have to have each. You have to have six of those things. So the wonder.
I can see where that would be a problem.
Discernment, enable it. Fun, though. Invention, galvanizer, tenacity. So Caitlin, insert Caitlin, and she's tenacious. So she sees things to the end of the line. But she's frustrated by people like me, but she can't live without people like me or
That's
Aaron.
That's right.
True story.
Yeah, so she's upset that she has to have us in her circle. Because she can't get rid of us.
It's a lot of repeat conversations.
Right.
So do you see one of those that you would be, for sure?
I kind of see myself in a couple of them, you know?
Yeah, I think you can be more than one. So, like, how would you describe yourself? Are you more, like, task-driven, or are you more, like, high-level thinker? Are you a global person? Do you like to be in the nitty-gritty?
I like to be in the nitty-gritty. I mean, I have a background in promotions. My degree's in radio, television, broadcasting, which is communications. So I've done promotions before, work before. I was a radio station promotions director. I worked for the fair, doing promotions, writing press releases and stuff like that. And then kind of fell into real estate, you know. So I like to think that all of my different experiences have led me to where I am now. And right now I just started working with a builder that's building homes in Frisco, $1.6 to $2.15 million. And I just went to a aviation company over the weekend. They had a grand launch of a new plane. So people that can afford to buy a plane can pretty much afford to buy a $1.6 million mm-hmm. house. So I approached them with doing some cross-marketing and co-branding, and they were all for it. So we're going to share our client lists and have some activities together and some promotions together. So even though I'm the loan officer, you know, I'm trying to bring more value
right.
to what I do. Not I just do loans for people, but to bring the people in to assist the builder. And then, of course, the plane company also.
That's cool.
I want a plane.
I want a $1.6 million house.
Same. I want a plane and a $1.6 million house.
Yeah, they're really cool houses.
Yeah, I bet they are.
I bet they Caitlin are. She wants a big house, I think.
I do. Yeah. I watch, you know, all the reality TV real estate shows. So that's
to
it.
Clean, though.
I don't. Yeah,
I just want to. Well, I mean, if you're owning one of those houses, you can probably afford to pay somebody to clean that house.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
True.
People that own a $1.6 million house aren't typically cleaning their own house.
Mm-mm.
That's true.
Mm-mm. I mean, they'll do the spot cleaning.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll still wash my own dishes.
Yeah, clean them from dinner and stuff like that. But they're not going to.
I just move the dirt.
They're not going to vacuum every week, probably.
Yeah. They have robot vacuums. Robot vacuums all over.
Yeah, you could do that.
I have a robot vacuum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love my robot vacuum.
Yeah, a little Roomba thing.
Yeah.
Little Roomba.
Mm-hmm. It's the best. You know, you don't have to buy it. You can subscribe to it.
Really?
Yeah, they'll send you a new one every year.
What?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did I not know about this?
It's the Roomba.
I didn't know you could lease a Roomba.
And you can, yeah. And then if it breaks, they just send you a new one.
Or just get it from Costco. You can always get a new one.
But does the cost of subscribing to something like that, is it more than just like buying one outright?
Well, see, I don't like fixing shit. I just like buying new stuff.
Well, why is it going to break? And if you get it from Costco, literally they will return it. Mine somehow ended up, I left the back door open and it should not go outside, but it was in the bottom of the hot tub. It doesn't work in the water.
Do you have a name for it? Mine's Rosie.
Oh, ours is.
So you got to name your Roomba.
Hold on. I forgot her name.
I don't have a name for mine.
It's the name off of Dory. What's the shark's name?
You have one, Caitlin?
I do have one, but I don't have a name for it.
I forgot her name.
She's going to come up with a name.
It's the scary object that scares my one-year-old every time it comes out. Oh, my gosh. She's terrified.
It's noisy. It's like...
Well, and it's like following her, right?
All the videos of the cats riding on top of the Roombas.
It's so funny. Mm-hmm. My dogs don't like it either, but yeah.
Oh, my dog would hate it.
But it picks up dog hair, so I love it.
Oh, yeah. That's why we have one. I mean, you got to have one of those if you have three dogs.
But I've returned two. My whole point was I've returned two at Costco without telling any lies. I did not lie. I was like, this is not working. It's dripping water. It does not work. And they're like, it's okay.
You know, Costco's taken back used toilets before.
I mean,
they made the gal clean it.
That's where I draw the line.
They still took it back. Yeah, it was dirty. So they made her clean it and then they took it.
Oh, wow.
Costco will just take anything back.
I returned half a watermelon once.
What? Are you serious?
It was disgusting.
Now, the only thing I've returned used was steak at Walmart.
You traded out for a new one?
Yeah.
I've returned used steak at Walmart.
Wait, why was it used steak?
They have a guarantee. Oh my God.
Walmart also does breast match.
A guarantee. Wow.
They have a guarantee. They do.
They do.
At Costco?
Yeah. No, no, no. At Walmart, they guarantee their steak that for quality or whatever.
Oh, yeah. They're involved in a class action right now, I think, about their prices.
Really?
Are they?
Yeah.
About steak prices?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do they overcharge people like for what the poundage was per the price?
Have you not seen that TikTok?
Yeah.
No. I haven't seen it, but I literally just bought $24 New York strips from Walmart. They were delicious last night.
For one?
No, for two.
Oh, okay.
It was two.
That's still a little high, actually. And
probably 12 something a pound.
Yeah, that's high.
Honestly, it was worth it because they were really freaking good.
Dude, the best steak I ever had was a Texas Wagyu. I bought it from Tom Thumb. I ordered it. I bought it, ate it. Then I came back and they stopped selling it. I was like, why? Long story short, they're like, nobody was buying them. Because they're $75 for one.
Yeah.
But they were really good. Change your life if you never had Wagyu.
Can we go to Tomahawk Tuesday?
We're going to Tomahawk Tuesday. Do you know about Tomahawk Tuesday?
Mm-mm.
So Tomahawk.
We're not supposed to tell anybody, but we let it out.
Did we even tell Caitlin about
Tomahawk Tuesday? No, I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
Who told us that?
Terry.
Yeah. Oh, while we're eating.
Yeah. We went to eat at, where were we?
Pizzeria Pizzazzo or something in Main Street.
Downtown Frisco. It was amazing.
Yeah. So Terry told us about Tomahawk Tuesdays. That's at...
Where was it?
I wrote it down. Hold on.
My goodness. Hold on. I was going
to
say.
I was about to
Fleming's.
Say, call him up.
Fleming's. I was like, a nice
Tomahawk
place.
Tuesday. I don't know what the price is, but it's a three course. It's the meat, the app, and the dessert. I don't know how much it is. I mean, I'll look it up.
But we're in. We're in. Yeah. For
and it's
it.
A tomahawk steak?
Yeah.
I'll go.
We're in.
I'm in. Y'all had me at steak, honestly.
Yeah, three course for two Tomahawk Tuesdays. Three course menu. Price tomahawk, $143. But it's for two people.
That's not bad for Fleming's.
Right?
We can make it into four people.
Yeah.
Can you bring four plates?
I don't need that ton of food.
We'll need a couple extra plates.
Can we get two kids' plates, please? 28 ounces? I only eat a 6-ounce steak.
Yeah. I only do about three.
Yeah.
See, we could
save
totally for dessert.
That.
We could do it. Just give us extra plates.
All right, we're in Tomahawk
Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah. Jan, do you do any kind of like events like that? So the Boss Babes is an event. Like people pay, they come, they do the thing. Do you host any of your own or have you before?
I try to do them with realtors, or I'm going to do some with the builder. We're going to start doing some realtor events at the model home.
Do you want us to come and eat the cheese at the model home? You and I could do that.
They're going to have it.
I think
catered.
I'm going to buy this house, eat the cheese.
They actually own a restaurant here in Grants Creek.
That's cool. Which one?
Windmills.
Oh, they are. They own windmills. Do meetings there.
That's a weird place, but it's cool.
Windmill? I've never been.
It's weird, but it's cool.
Yeah.
It's weird, but it's cool.
Well, it's part of their architecture because the owners of the company are from India.
Yeah, it's an Indian-based company.
And they're all architects.
Mm-hmm.
So the mom and dad are architects. The son that's spearheading the project here is an architect. And so they designed the building. Their houses look like that building, kind of, with that same red brick and the curvature architecture. Very Frank Lloyd Wright, very craftsman style. They have living roofs. It's really a cool development.
It's actually, it's cool. It's not, I'm not saying it's weird, don't go. I'm saying it's different. You should check it out because it's an Indian culture thing. They have live music there and all the music that they play is Indian culture thing, I think, as well.
No, they have different bands. They import them from Nashville and everywhere over, all over the place.
It's actually somewhere pretty special.
They have a library. They have music library. It's really a cool thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I've never been.
Yeah. So we are just now getting into doing those types of events, right?
Yeah.
So what kind of recommendation or how do you, what are some tips to succeed when sponsoring an event like that or getting people engaged in a come to the thing, eat the food, you know, learn about us and then converting that?
Well, if you're marketing to realtors, which you guys are, you always want to have food because they respond to that.
Sure.
And alcohol. They respond to that as well. But, you know, you want to limit it because you don't want to have the liability. If you do have free drinks, you only want to have one or two. You know, you don't want them to drink to excess.
They won't remember later.
Well, yeah.
They met us.
I mean,
yeah. We've experienced this.
Networking is good because you do meet a lot of people. I mean, I met the developer at a network mixer. It wasn't even a real estate.
I was late.
He's
like day late, dollar short. It wasn't even a, it wasn't even a real estate mixer. It was a general business mixer, and they happened to be there. So it's a good low-key way to kind of introduce your company and what you do. Because, again, it's just like anything else. You know, back to Dale Carnegie, you know, and Zig Ziglar. You know, you want to tell them what you can do for them. It's not the dishwasher, Mrs. Smith. It's the dishwasher that's very quiet, so it won't wake up your baby, and it'll clean all your dishes for you, so you don't have to do them by hand. So it'll save you time. You know, it's not the feature; it's the benefit,
right?
So that you can give them what the benefit is going to be to them. You know, so you know they're good to have. It's good to you can get to a good sized number of people in a small amount of time versus one on ones.
Gotcha.
So if you're trying to, you know, the other thing that's good is to do what we call a lunch and learn, where, you know, you pick a certain real estate office, you come in, you bring them lunch, or you do donuts or something, you know, or kolaches or something.
Donuts are cheap.
Blueberry donuts are my favorite.
And like the cakey ones?
Yes. Oh, heavenly.
Have you been to Amy's Donuts in Denton? It's open 24 hours. And they got some weird stuff. They got
Winchell's.
If you would have listened to me speak at the real conference, I talked about blueberry donuts
and peanut M&Ms.
Thank you. Somebody listened.
It's not that I was bored or anything. I just was tired of sitting in my chair.
Who said anything about being bored?
I wasn't bored. They didn't put any breaks in between.
I talked about vaginas.
They didn't put any breaks. I needed a break. And how did they not know?
So it was the vagina monologues?
Yeah.
Janet,
I mean, I was a labor
know your audience,
nurse.
Right?
I was a labor and delivery nurse.
They had a bar that everyone walked past.
They had a bar.
And so
don't
after
bash it.
A few.
Jersey was...
No, I'm not bashing it. So then they're like, well, we're going to take a 5-minute break or whatever. Literally everyone went to the bar. So that thing was a 30-minute.
Literally everybody
thing.
Didn't because so I don't drink.
So then they're back. They're backtracking. They're like, all right, well, maybe in 30 minutes we'll start again because clearly everyone's at the bar and buying tubs of popcorn and nachos and all sorts of stuff.
They were also understaffed.
It was at the movie theater.
Yeah, way understaffed.
By the way, did you hear all the Alamo Draft Houses went out of business? Close.
No. But did you hear that the Galaxy Theater is going to use all those tickets?
There's an Alamo in Denton that's still open.
Mm-mm, they're all closed. They closed this last weekend.
It's closing?
Wait, did these go together?
What?
They're gone.
Does the Alamo go with... What is the Alamo?
No, it's like a movie theater draft house.
With a bar.
With a bar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Galaxy doesn't care about the price of admission. They're going to sell the popcorn and stuff. It's like me and Frontier Airlines.
This is true. He spends $15
I have the unlimited Wild Go Pass or whatever.
Cool.
It's $15 for my flight, and it's been awesome. I mean,
he's gone like to Vegas like every other week.
Yeah. And not only that, now I don't have to have a return flight because there's like 40 options to choose from. So I've been kind of like coming back whenever I feel like it.
There you go.
Yeah, true.
That's a life.
That's the life.
Yeah.
I've made it.
You have made it.
I've made it. Thanks to Frontier Airlines. $15 flights. They're $80 bag fees.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the event that we do have coming up that she could come to.
Yep. And maybe you can help us understand how we can be more successful because, as I mentioned, we're just now getting into it, right? And there's so many ways to market, and there's no right answer. So we sponsored 36 bottles of wine at the old-fashioned networking event that was last Wednesday of the month. So we're going to do that same thing again this time.
Where's that at?
It's going to be at TK's Comedy Club in Addison.
Okay.
I had never been before. I don't think you had either or anybody. And then I think we're also going to sponsor cigars. Because there's an outside component.
Yes, and I've been to TK's many times.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Have you had
have you gone downstairs
to the speakeasy?
Yeah,
of course.
That's where the real party happened. Yeah.
Have you tried the $33 lobster mac?
No, because I don't like lobster.
Oh, we can hang out. But the cheese board was amazing.
Yeah.
Kara? Well, next month, the North Texas Association of Mortgage Professionals, they have an event a quarter. And we are one of the sponsors of that. So they had one in January. They had one in April. There'll be another one July 10th. And that is one that you guys could actually have a booth at if you want. I can get you the information for that.
Okay,
you should definitely do that.
It's mostly realtors and lenders. And they have different classes. Sometimes, like last time in April, they had about video marketing.
Okay.
That's about cool. How to market yourself using video marketing. So, and then they have different seminars, you know, online, and they have luncheons sometimes in between, and they'll bring in speakers and stuff, but they're having this mixer 4 times a year. So it was January, April, July, then probably October.
Mm-hmm. So let's say I'm a business that just started. and you just listed a bunch of different options, right? You got this, you got lunch and learns, you got what would be the first thing you would recommend that the business owner?
I think it would depend on what kind of business it was. You know, if you're trying to market to realtors, you know, you're going to want to go where your buck's going to go the farthest, your marketing dollar, where there's going to be the biggest number of them.
So, for example, we work with pest control companies.
Okay.
And they're targeting realtors.
Okay.
So what would you recommend that they do as an example?
Well, for a pest control company, if they're marketing to realtors, they want to go to, you know, any kind of mixer that's real estate related. And there's some every week. And you know where the best source to find them is really literally Facebook.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Meetup. Have you heard?
Meetup is, have is, you done Meetup? Is decent too.
So Meetup.com is almost like I'm going to say it's like a dating platform. It's not like a dating platform.
That's
but
what
it's,
it sounds
but
like.
What's cool about it is you can insert in there like single moms looking to hang out with other single moms. Right. So like you can categorize it, say I'm an entrepreneur looking for mm-hmm. entrepreneurs, or I'm a under 20 or 25 to whatever, you know, whatever. You know the site I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can say I'm looking for realtor events through meetup.com and it's free to use. And then it'll also tell you like if there's a cost or it'll have the Eventbrite link or whatever the case may be.
The other thing I would suggest if it was a pest control company is Nextdoor. A lot of people ask for recommendations on Nextdoor. Sometimes they'll say, please only post if you've personally used this landscaper or this pest control company or this roofer or this garage door company, but whatever. But I mean, I see 5-6 a day garage door companies, pest control, you know, landscapers. Because a lot of people, especially in certain areas where the homeowners are older, they can't do a lot of that stuff. You know, and they don't know who to call because they don't know. And then some people say, I got an estimate from this guy for $1,500 for whatever this job is. Does that seem like a lot? And people will be like, yeah, that's way too much. Or, you know, get my appliances fixed or, you know, have flooring installed or remodel my house or, you know, whatever it is. So if you're a home improvement person, Nextdoor's kind of the place to be, you know, because you can direct message people also, you know. So not a lot. I mean, there are a few realtors on there and somebody will say, I need to sell my house. Does anybody have a recommendation for a realtor? But it's usually garage doors, landscapers, pest control, remodelers, flooring, painters, roofers, or, you know, since the last storm, who can come and cut these branches and take them away, you know, that kind of a thing. So, you know, again, depending upon the area, you know.
I like Nextdoor. That's where I go if I find a lost dog.
Yeah, lost dog, lost cat.
I just see people complaining on there. I'm in the wrong channels, obviously.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look for. They're
weird. Are you in Nextdoor? It's a weird place.
No, I'm not.
I'm not saying what. I agree with you. From a B2B standpoint, it's great. But if you're just looking at people to complain, they're on there too.
Well, I have a Facebook page for that. My community that I live in has a Facebook page, and they complain about everything.
They heard you still.
Probably. Like, you think you're whispering.
But I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're a pest control company, I mean, to be quite honest, the regular real estate mixers, most of the people that go to those are people that aren't doing a whole lot of business. You know what I mean? So, you know, you want to get the people that are new, like maybe volunteer to speak at the real estate school at Champions, right. You know, and say, hey, I'm happy to come in and do a termite class. You know, I actually took a termite class when I was a real estate broker. And it's interesting to learn about the different kinds of termites and, you know, drywood versus the other kind. And, you know, one you get to tent the house, the other one you just drill holes and put foam in, you know, and that makes a price difference too. So, you know, then you're, you know, better able to advise your client on, okay, if they're drywood termites, yeah, they're going to have to tent the house. You're going to have to, you know, take all your perishables and tie them up in plastic bags so they're, you know, because the chemical will get into your food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that right. kind of thing, you know, so it's important to know those differences. So if you're trying to target big teams that are successful, you know, you can do research and look on, you know, the things and see who's closing, you know, on Facebook, they always toot their own horn. Here's the top producers for May. Here's the top producers for June within their company. You can target those people because, you know, if they're top producers, they're closing deals.
Right.
You know, with this last market downturn, you've had a lot of realtors that are out of the market because they can't make it. They can't make a living. Same thing with lenders. There are a lot of lenders that have fallen out of the market. You know, like with us, our strength is in portfolio loans. Everybody has FHA, VA, which is Veterans, regular conventional and USDA, which is rural pretty much, and jumbo loans, which is over $766,550. But where we shine is in the portfolio stuff. Like I have five different 100% financing loans. VA is the original, USDA also. But then we have three that are portfolio. We have a Dr. Dennis loan that's 100% financing to $1 million loan, not purchase price, loan. 3% to 1.25 million and 5% to 1.5 million. You have to be your doctor or dentist to get it. And there's no mortgage insurance. So, I mean, you know, where else are you going to put down 0 to 5% and not pay mortgage insurance? Mm-hmm. So that's a great loan that we have. In a lot of places, they're getting rid of their portfolio loans because they're not doing enough of them, or the investors don't want to do them anymore.
Dude, Janet knows her. I mean, she's got it down.
She
knows her numbers. She does. I'm like, and everything.
That's just
I've been watching Aaron's face just like glaze over. She's like, yeah, I'm you should have started taking notes. And
I have
100%. I'm excited, but I would just say, I'll hire her. Yeah. I'll hire her. I would never try to.
No. I have another program that's 100% down, no mortgage insurance. And let's say they don't have a high enough credit score to get that one. I have a sister program, 3% down. If they have a lower credit score, like 620 versus a 680. So, you know, and no mortgage insurance. And you don't have to be a first-time home buyer. You can have a house. You sell that house. I did a guy about a year ago. Closed on his old house in the morning, closed on his new house in the afternoon. All we have to do is have the closing disclosure that says you don't own the first house anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's really great. And the seller can pay all your closing costs up to 3%.
This is why she's an expert.
Yeah, I would say.
Like, we don't need to know the years.
You know,
like,
what? We're buying you some Flemings, man. Tomahawk Tuesday.
Tomahawk Tuesday. And we qualify.
We even have a private wealth loan because we're a bank and we lend our own money, so we kind of do what we want, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's 100% financing for rich people. So say, for example, you want to buy a house. You want to put down $500,000.
You have to be rich.
And you have investments.
I want to be a millionaire.
I'll do so bad.
So freaking bad.
Yeah. So you can keep your money in your investments and we'll give you credit on the loan. How crazy is that?
That is crazy.
That is a crazy loan. It's 100% financing.
That's crazy.
You move your investments over to our private wealth department and your money stays in your investments. So you're making money on your money.
Now, can the business buy property like that? Real estate?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
So I was curious. I was curious.
Owner-occupied, second home. Gotcha. Investment like that.
There's a formula to it. Like buy a house, live in it for 2 years. Then you can sell or rent it, right? And then you do it over and over again.
You can do it less than that. I mean, because the intention has to be, in quotation mark,
uh-huh, I saw that. They couldn't
that
see
you're
it
gonna,
here.
That you're going to live.
But there were quotes.
That's it. Double quotes, quotation yeah. marks. Yeah. You know, I mean, say for example, you buy a house. Like for example, I was talking to my boss this morning, and he had a guy call him this morning, and he said, "We just bought a house last month, and now my wife wants a divorce."
Oh, we just had
someone. I got someone for that. Sending him a text right now.
So, you know what I mean? It's like, so they're either going to, one of them is going to keep the house or they're going to sell it. You know what I mean? It's, you know, I did a loan in Missouri a couple months ago where the people bought the house because they were taking care of an elderly relative that lived in Missouri. They're from California. The month after they bought the house, the relative died. So they turn around and sold it. But, you know, you don't, things happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a job transfer or whatever, you know, you're in the military and you get transferred, you know, life happens.
Right.
You know,
or
so
you go to Vegas and,
or you go to
happens.
Vegas and lose all your money.
Yep.
Or you marry a stripper in the Little White Chapel.
That's what I was thinking.
With Elvis officiating, you know? I mean,
they don't do the Elvis thing anymore.
What happened in Vegas didn't stay in Vegas.
It's a billboard.
There's a billboard in Burbank, California.
And the tag, it's a divorce attorney, and that was the tagline.
There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's a very clever marketing strategy.
It is. We liked it.
One time when I was the promotions director for the radio station, I had a really great final prize because every weekend we'd have giveaways. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have any CDs to give away because the record companies bring them to you. We didn't have any. And I'm like, what are we going to give away? So don't ask me how it came to me. I said, we're going to do the All Spud weekend and we're going to give away potatoes.
That's cool.
And it was a hard rock station, so there were a lot of stoners that listened to it. And we had, I have them somewhere. So one of these days I'll have to dig them out and play them. It'd be fun. And we gave away potatoes all weekend. People would call and they'd be like, dude, you're caller 10. And they're like, dude, what'd I win? Dude, you won a potato. No, come on, man. What'd I win? No, dude, you won a potato. And I actually went to the store and bought a bag of potatoes on my way into the office to the station on Monday. Because in case anybody showed up. And they did. And it's like they weren't listening because it's like it's like, you know, the seven most powerful words in advertising, save, and I forget what all they are. But, you know, people will call just to win something. They don't even know what it is.
Yeah, but it was a potato.
It was a potato.
I think I'd be upset.
A couple of them were not very happy, but it wasn't like we didn't tell them over and over and over.
I would have made French fries.
When life gives you potatoes, make French fries. Curly fries.
It's like,
or
take lemons,
a baked potato.
Or a baked potato.
It's like, take lemons, make lemonade,
mashed.
Right?
No, baked.
I love baked potatoes.
No, we know a weight loss professional who said we can drink whiskey and eat baked potatoes and still lose weight.
100%.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. Had me sold.
Yep.
Can you put cheese and sour cream on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's like keto or something.
I don't want whiskey, though. That is not keto.
I know.
It's gluten-free.
That's what I said.
But it's not.
He knows what he meant.
He is not
small,
on the
small
plan.
Amounts of sour cream, but the cheese is fine.
Is it classy?
It's classy.
Oh my goodness! Potatoes. She gave away potatoes. I mean, that's creative, though.
That is.
You know,
creative.
When you don't have CDs,
well, you, don't
you,
have
give
CDs,
out
you give out potatoes.
So potatoes for Boss Babes.
Yeah, we should give out potatoes.
Yes, we should have a potato trophy. You should come up with that. You've been in. You're like the boss
of
the Boss Babes.
You're the boss of the Boss Babes.
Oh my God, no carbs.
We don't like those girls. I mean, we do like the Boss Babes, but we don't like the girls that are like, I can't eat that because as I eat pizza.
But I mean, it's just with the, it's just like with anything else. I mean, you know, whenever you're marketing someone, you have to let them know what you're going to do for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is why you should do business with moi, because I'm going to be able to do this for you.
Right.
You know, like, you know, we have great rates. We have great customer service. Like with our bank, we keep all of our own servicing. So if you get a loan through Regions, your servicing is going to stay with Regions. And I have people call me that I did loans for and they're having an issue or they have a question. And I have the ability to go in and look at their loan and see what their escrow account looks like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, answer questions about, you know, their insurance went up or their, you know, their taxes went up. You know, I have the ability to call customer service and talk to them about their loan. If you go to a broker, that loan's gone.
Right.
They've sold it. It's gone. They can't talk to that lender. And your loan could be sold every 6 months. So it was with ABC lender. Now it's with XYZ lender, you know. And brokers will always say, you know, we can get you the best deal. That's not necessarily true, you know. But you have to trust the person that you're working with and that know that they're going to do the best job for you. I mean, we don't do every loan under the sun.
Right.
You know, and the ones that I don't do, I know people that do them. And I like to be the one to refer it out because then the buyer gets what they need. They're happy. The agents are happy because they got a sale. And if I can't make commission on it, what am I giving away? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It doesn't cost me anything to give it away. So, and, you know, I had to give away a doctor loan in February because the property was in Arizona and we don't do business in Arizona. Now that hurt because that was over $1 million. But, you know, the gal found.
You win some, you lose some.
Right. And the gal found us online because Regions is known for our doctor loans.
Mm-hmm.
We are known for that, you know, plus our low to moderate income.
See, now we know what to do. We'll go back to school, become doctors, get doctor loans.
Not going back. We already said this. Not going back to school.
Come on, man.
Out.
That ship sailed.
I can't do this by myself.
And it's not just medical school. You have to go through residency and internship and all that.
That's like another 8 years, dude.
Yeah.
I'm already old.
You're not old.
If anybody's going.
No. I wasn't made for college the first time, the second time, and definitely not going to be made for it the third time.
I actually love school.
I loved college.
And I love research.
I got kicked out of I was on the dean's like suspension list for, I think, 2 semesters.
I was on the dean's list, but not the suspension list.
Yeah. I loved college.
Just very quickly.
Oh, so you were on double secret probation.
Yeah, I was on double secret. Yeah, like they were like, if you don't figure this out. Like I had failed English 2 three times.
Oh, that was me with math.
Yeah. So then, and I don't know if you may or may not know, but the rate that you pay, it's subsidized automatically. So let's say, where did you went to CW, right? And you lived in Texas. So let's say you paid, I don't know, $140 a semester credit or whatever. The state's already giving you money. So basically after that third time, they were like, if you don't pass, the rate's actually like $500 per credit hour because the state will stop subsidizing me for that class.
Well, yeah,
because
it's like your eighth time taking
it. It's like,
and don't you have to write a letter to say that, you know,
you're
really sorry I messed up. Please let me come back.
Exactly.
Listen, I loved college, but I did not like going to class.
Those are you two went,
how long did you go?
Yes.
Did you go for a semester?
Huh? No, I went for 2 years.
Okay.
I went to a JUCO.
She did 6 hours.
Yes, probably.
How did you party that hard at the JUCO? It's like a there's no sororities or fraternities.
Actually, I went to Weatherford College, and Weatherford College does have dorms.
Oh, okay.
They do.
So you lived on the dorm?
Yes.
Okay. Now I already understand all
and
the rest
of it.
And
it was a co-ed dorm, so, I mean.
There was always a
party. Hood rats were going nonsense was happening 24 hours
Mine was
a day.
Not co-ed dorms.
Mine was not, but we would sneak people in. You know.
I never lived in the dorms.
I mean, we had a...
That was like the best thing ever.
Yeah, we had
it was fun. If you never lived in a college dorm, it's...
I went to UCLA and I couldn't get in. There were too many people.
Oh.
I lived on Sorority Row, though.
Okay, that counts.
That's cool.
That counts.
Yeah. That's cool.
What sorority?
5U.
There you go. I mean, at TW, there were only two sororities.
Yeah.
So.
I went to a different school before that, though. I went to East Texas State University, and then I went to, which is A&M Commerce now, and then I went to North Central Texas College.
Is that in Commerce?
In Commerce, Texas, yep. Before the George Bush was built. So I had to go all the way around.
Me too. I was Garland all the way to Denton. This is so miserable. Far.
Very far. It's like an extra 45 minutes get from Louisville.
But it was free.
I didn't have a car when I was in UCLA.
It was free?
UCLA.
You went for free?
I mean, you didn't have a toll. No, I meant like there was no toll. Yeah. That's what I meant. You just paid that much in gas.
You know TW gave me money, though, for being a guy.
I'm sure they did.
They paid for all my books every semester.
Well, because they're known as a nurse's college, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Insert me.
I mean, they were the women's to A&M. A&M was all men. And
right.
Texas Wesleyan was...
Texas Women's was all
Texas
women.
Texas Women's was all
yep.
women.
Yep.
That's why they're same color.
Exactly. So, Janet, how do people get in touch with you if they want to?
They can call me at 559-284-4813, or they can go to my website at www.regents.com/MLO/Janet, JanetReidBills.
But also, if they want to just find you at your favorite restaurant, where do you hang out? So you go to Boss Babes. Are you part of any other networking groups that they should be a part of?
There's a lot of them. There's Christine Connections. That's a good one. That meets on Tuesdays at 9:30 at Boomer Jack's now.
Oh,
that's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's a good one. That's general business. So your plumbers, your pest guys, your...
We're going to have to start sending Kara out on Tuesdays.
Yep.
Everybody's busy on a Tuesday.
Everybody's busy.
Kara. Yep.
Or we should send everybody out with little popsicle sticks with our faces cut up on a cardboard and just wave them around or whatever.
Yes, with our Simply Gold attire on.
All our subs will have to have like their eyes in the cardboard.
We are a hot mess.
The biggest thing is just get yourself out there.
Yep.
If you don't get yourself out there, you're not going to have any results.
I did that in high school. It worked out well.
No, I didn't say putting out. I said get yourself out there.
She heard me.
That's going to be the bumper. Thanks, Janet, so much for joining our Simply Gold podcast. We'll see you at Boss Babes, I guess.
Yeah. Boss Babes.